The hunt. A twig snaps with the pressure of my foot, the sound echoing around this dark, dank wood. A whirlwind whips up debris and leaf, so it goes unnoticed, much to my relief. It gathers your scent and envelops my senses. Peonies, honey, thyme it dispenses. A delicate recipe, a heart-warming stew, your essence boiled down and thickened with rue. Dusk draws in and the temperature falls. You fasten your cloak and grip closer your shawl. My presence is strong. The sensation alerts you, that gut-wrenching feeling, a hunch you pursue. You glance over your shoulder. Is that a fox? I catch a glimpse of your silken red locks. I step to the left, slightly hidden by a tree. Has the chase begun? Has she really seen me? I feel her heartbeat racing as fast as a greyhound as she stumbles and flails, her dress flapping around, twisted ivy at her ankles and slowing her down, a loud rip as thorns tear at her gown. Oh, but I am quick and I am slick, I am the beast of speed, as I pound through the carpet of hypnotic devil's weed. My ears are back, my nostrils flaring, spittle dispersing and razor teeth baring. She stops in her tracks and spins around, red hooded halo her pretty face crowned, and unfastens her clothing, her dress falling down, stands there naked, her skin olive brown. I skid to a halt, my whole body pounding. She's thrown me off track, her body's astounding. I'm stuck on the spot, I just stand there and stare. Come closer, Mr. Wolf. Well, that's if you dare. I slink slowly towards her, ready to strike, but she holds out her hand, pure and childlike. Has the cat got your tongue? She purrs, looking at me. Well, let me hear you and stroke you, she says with a plea. I feel the strength of her hand as she caresses my fur. I try to speak, but it comes out a slur. So I howl with delight, head back in glee, and enjoy the sensations she is giving me. Inside her trug full of roses is a gun she very quickly discloses. Pointing it straight at me with a glint in her eye, she fires with a bang, throws me back with a cry. Lying here dying on the sharp bed of bracken in my graveyard of heather, nettles and aspen, I take one long last look and I sigh. You clever little girl. Farewell and goodbye. The moral of this story you might want to remember, especially those who are male in gender, next time you are left standing staring at a bosom, never forget the power of a woman.